There has been a lot of progress in the past couple of years in the fight against corruption in Sierra Leone, and this is due largely to the fact that the Sierra Leone Parliament has been bold and strong enough to pass a very tough anti-corruption law. It is one of the toughest laws we have in Africa, and the law itself was passed last September by the Sierra Leone Parliament. And there's lots of key things that the law are makes provision for. It has increased the number of offences in Sierra Leone from just 9 anti-corruption offences to about 29 anti-corruption offences. We now have new offences such as abuse of office, misuse of power, unjust enrichment. All of these are new provisions which are within the law, which are now within our laws, and which has made our laws much, much tougher and much stiffer. The penalties have also been strengthened and made much tougher. There's now adequate provision and protection for whistleblowers and informers. The new law also makes it mandatory for all public officials to declare their assets to the commission. And I think really, in terms of the legal framework, Parliament has done a tremendous job in terms of giving the commission the capacity. It is also crucial to note that in terms of enhancing the independence, the operational independence of the commission, Parliament has also given the commission the full powers not just to investigate now, but to prosecute anti-corruption offences without reference either to the Attorney General or to other government institutions.
Tijanko, recently oil was discovered off the coast in September. That has excited most investors and raising fears among some Sierra Leoneans that corruption will be rife with investors coming in.
Well, I think it would be wrong to just assume that because an oil has been found, so automatically it's going to be another cost for us. I think everything will depend on how well we manage it. And that's why for us as a commission, we have said that we need to make sure that the systems that are put in place regarding the entire oil industry are systems which are transparent and which are accountable. And as a commission, we would be engaged from the very onset in ensuring that this is done. I think what has happened, and one of the lessons we learn from other countries, is that it's usually transparency and accountability is usually being an afterthought. It was coming almost towards the end. I think right now for us here in Sierra Leone, for the oil and the entire extractive industry, I think we need to ensure that from the very beginning, from the onset, we need to ensure that whatever mechanisms, what is being put in place, would be very transparent and accountable. And we're very happy that the Sierra Leone Parliament has just passed the new Mines and Minerals Law that stresses and puts a lot of emphasis on transparency and accountability within the extractive industry.
What is your opinion when some Sierra Leoneans claim that all these have been done before and anti-corruption fight was not successful? What is going to be different this time on fighting corruption in Sierra Leone?
Well, the perception of Sierra Leoneans is changing. Recently, the Amnesty International Global Corruption Perception Index, Global Corruption Barometer, indicated that about 64% of Sierra Leoneans now believe that the fight against corruption is much more effective than it was. And I think really what has changed is that I think we're beginning to now learn and appreciate the lessons of the civil war that has affected Sierra Leone, Liberia, and West Africa, the Mana River Union generally. I think we're beginning to learn the lessons, and we're beginning to realize that we cannot, we are not happy that we are at the bottom of all the Human Development Index. We are at the bottom of, we are deemed as one of the poorest countries in the world with high infant mortality and maternal mortality. And I think the awareness is coming down. I think generally, a lot of people are determined that we're not going to have a civil war again. We're not going to go back to all the chaos and the challenges that we had in the past. But all of us need to work together now to ensure that we do not have a repetition of the same.
Now, what is your take when a minister has allegedly come to your commission to say that he or she has been offered a bribe to get certain things done?
Well, I mean, for us, really, what we do here in the commission, we don't necessarily put a lot of emphasis on the ministers, and we welcome all Sierra Leoneans, or everybody, not only Sierra Leoneans, even every individual within Sierra Leone working here, who will come up to us and report the case of bribery or tell us when somebody is trying to influence them or trying to offer them what we refer to as an advantage. We are encouraging people to report cases of corruption. We want them to have confidence that we will protect their identity. We now have new and free mobile hotlines that people can call and report cases of corruption. People can now report cases of corruption via the internet anonymously through our website. So we encourage trade unions to report cases of corruption to us and to work with us to ensure that they don't only report the cases, but they also resist and they reject corruption in all its forms.
Some people have said that previously, because of Sierra Leone's natural resources, you have investors who come to bribe locals, among other things. How challenging is this to your graft fight, and how are you going to fight it?
Well, I mean, one of the key things that the New York does is that it doesn't put sole emphasis on just the public officials, because the old law seemed to portray the fact that it was only the public officials who were corrupt. Now the new law has ensured that even if individuals from the private sector are corrupt, they would also be brought to book and they would also be made accountable. And we're working on building cooperation with other institutions, not just in Sierra Leone, but elsewhere, in Africa, in the Americas, and in Europe, to ensure that we exchange and we share information and use their own provisions within their own countries as well to bring to book all those who are engaged in corrupt practices. We were just recently in Doha, where we were at the UN Conference Against Corruption, and where we all worked together unanimously and said that we need to work together as all signatories of the UN Convention Against Corruption to ensure that there's no hiding place for people who are corrupt.